The far-right National Front Party in France has been engaged in a very public feud between its founder and its current president, who also happen to be father and daughter. Marine Le Pen says her father cannot stand the fact that he's no longer in charge. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the family spat has riveted France.
Jean-Marie Le Pen and Marine Le Pen usually stand side by side at the party's traditional May Day rally around a gilded statue of Joan of Arc in central Paris. But this year, as the crowd around him chanted Jean-Marie, the 86-year-old politician went alone to lay a wreath at the foot of the party's favorite saint, arriving after his daughter had come and gone. When it came time for the speeches, the aging father stood on the stage and shook his fists in defiance to cheers from the crowd. But for the first time, he didn't open his mouth. Jean-Marie Le Pen was given the title of lifetime chairman in 2011 when his daughter succeeded him at the helm of the National Front. Stanford professor Cécile Aldry, author of a book about Marine Le Pen, says the father has now become a thorn in the daughter's side.
It's a party also based on both sacrifice and violence in its rhetoric. There's this military aspect to the mythology of France that they have, so that Jean-Marie Le Pen is acting as the betrayed general who has to, for the sake of honor, resist till he dies.
Jean-Marie Le Pen is an irascible provocateur who has spent most of his life mired in controversy. He's been convicted more than a dozen times for hate speech. Marine Le Pen has been working to make the National Front more mainstream and break from its racist anti-Semitic roots. But just a month ago, the elder Le Pen dredged up and defended the head of the Vichy collaborationist government from World War II. Then, during a radio interview, Le Pen said he did not regret his infamous statement from 1987 when he said the Nazi gas chambers were just a detail of the Second World War. Marine Le Pen says her father is sabotaging the party.
The question is, can he keep speaking in the name of the National Front? And I think, no. His comments are completely at odds with the party's platform.
This week, the National Front suspended Jean-Marie Le Pen. It may now vote on whether to revoke his status as chairman. But author Aldry says Marine Le Pen will have a difficult time disassociating her father from the party he has nurtured since the early 1970s.
Without the name Le Pen, this party could not exist with the kind of success it has. And this because of all the polemics that Jean-Marie Le Pen has provoked in the press. So as much as Marine Le Pen hates that he does so, this is what brought success and media attention to the National Front.
There's a third Le Pen ready to carry on the dynasty, 25-year-old Marion Maréchal Le Pen, Jean-Marie's granddaughter and Marine's niece, became the youngest person ever elected to the French Parliament in 2012. The National Front Party is attracting more young people than any other political party. At the May Day rally, most supporters laughingly chalk up the latest troubles to Jean-Marie Le Pen's age and ornery disposition. They say Marine is clearly the party's future. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.